Good afternoon. It is a great privilege and joy to worship with you this afternoon and to open the Word of God with you together.
大家下午好，我今天真的是非常的荣幸能在这里跟大家一起，并且一起领受上帝的话。
Pastor, thank you for your kind introduction and for inviting me to share with your church family today.
谢谢牧师的邀请，也这个准许我们在这里跟你们一起分享上帝的话。
This afternoon, I'd like us to think for a moment about what it means to follow Jesus.
今天下午呢，我想邀请大家跟我一起来思想，怎么样才算是跟随耶稣呢？
We call ourselves followers of Jesus.
我们都说我们跟随耶稣。
I came to know Jesus when I was a little boy. My mother dragged me off to church about 13 times a week.
我还是这个小孩的时候，我妈就带我到教会去，大概每个礼拜十多次。
And so at a young age, I came to call myself a Christian and said I was a follower of Jesus.
所以呢，我仍是小孩的时候，我已经说我是个基督徒，我跟随耶稣。
But sometimes I wonder whether I am following Jesus or whether I am trying to get Jesus to follow me.
其实有时我真的怀疑，究竟是我跟随耶稣，还是我要耶稣跟随我呢？
So I call myself a Christian. I take on the name of Christ, but I wonder if I'm really asking Jesus to take on my name and to follow me.
其实我称自己为基督徒，应该是我跟随耶稣，但有时候真的好比是我要耶稣跟随我。
Who's leading?And who is following?
究竟是谁跟随谁呢？
And so I ask myself this question, are Jesus and I really interested in the same things?
所以我就问我自己一个问题，究竟耶稣跟我是不是对同一些事情有相同的关注呢？
Do I share his passion and his heart, or am I asking him to become passionate about the things of my heart?
我是不是跟耶稣关心同一些事情呢？还是我要耶稣关心我所关心的事情呢？
What are you passionate about?
今天如果我问你，你所最关心的是什么？
What are you interested in life?
你最有兴趣的是什么？
What if we together set aside all of those things for just one moment and ask, but what is God passionate about?
如果说让我们暂时把自己最关心的事情放在一旁，然后来同这个一起问一个问题：上帝最关心的是什么事情
？This afternoon, I'd like to have us consider two of the more unfamiliar passions of God.
今天下午，我想邀请大家从两个方面来看上帝那种非一般的大爱。
His passion for the world and his passion for justice.
也就是上帝对世人的大爱，还有上帝对这个非公义的关注。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
约翰福音三章十六节说，上帝爱世人。以致他把自己的独生子耶稣基督赐给世人。
This Christmas that we celebrate, the coming of Jesus into the world, was motivated by God's great love of the whole world.
我们现在能庆祝圣诞，就因为上帝爱整个世界世人，以致把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给世人。
Do I share God's heart for the world or for my world?
究竟我所关心的是上帝所关心的世人，还是我所关心的只有我自己的一个小小的世界呢？
This question struck me very powerfully about 20 years ago when I was sent to Rwanda to be the director of the UN's genocide investigation 20 years ago.
这个问题二十年前深深地给我带来一次很大的震动。我当年被派到非洲的卢旺达去展开这个调查的工作。
You might remember that In 1994, this terrible genocide broke out in Rwanda, in which 800,000 people were murdered in 8 weeks.
你大概记得94年、20年前，在卢旺达这个地方，在短短8星期以内，有80万人被谋杀。
Most of the killing actually took place in churches, because the minority group ran to churches for sanctuary, but then their neighbors just waded into them and hacked them all to death.
当年被杀的人大部分都是在教堂里面被杀，因为他们原来是跑到教堂里面以为是避难所，但是他们的对头也跑到教堂里面把他们一个一个的砍死。
And when it was over, the United Nations sent me as the director of the investigation to try to gather the evidence against the leaders of this genocide.
当时我就获联合国委派到那个地方主领这个有关的调查工作。
So I had to go to church after church and sort through thousands and thousands of people who had been slaughtered.
那段日子我要到不同的教堂一家一家的去看，在里面看到被害者的尸体。
But the most difficult part of that for me was having to actually interview the survivors of the massacre, especially the children who had survived these massacres.
但是最困难的也令我最不安的就是去面对那些生还的人。
And I remember one day I had to interview a little 8-year-old girl who had survived one of the massacres.
有一天我在见一个8岁的女孩，她是其中一个生还者。
And I was sitting across from her at this small table trying to get her story from her.
我就坐在她对面慢慢地聆听她的故事。
She had actually lay amongst the dead for about 2.5 days inside the church before she was able to make her way to safety.
原来她偷偷地在教堂里面的尸体堆当中躲藏了2天半，然后才能生还。
And as I looked into the face of this beautiful Rwandan girl, it occurred to me in a way that I had never thought of before that the maker of the entire universe intended that this one little Rwandan girl should exist.
当我望着这一个小女孩的时候，我突然间有一个很深的感动，就是说，创造宇宙的主宰竟然命定这一个小女孩成为他所创造的，并且要跟她一起直到永远。
And he intended that this little Rwandan girl should live with him forever.
他命定了这个小女孩与他一起直到永远。
And this one little Rwandan girl was so important to him that he was willing to give up his own son, Jesus, to be tortured and murdered to make sure that this one little Rwandan girl would be with him forever.
这一个卢旺达的这个小女孩对上帝是何等重要，重要到一个地步，上帝要把他自己的独生子赐给他，代表他，让他能够跟上帝自己一起直到永远。
And suddenly in this moment I understood the cosmic significance of this one little Rwandan girl in front of me.
突然间就在那一刻，我就发现这个在宇宙间有这么重要的一件事情，就是这一个小女孩原来对上帝是这样的重要。
But I also knew from the pink machete scars across the back of her head and her neckthat she was just about a millimeter of a machete blow from being part of just that big pile of lifeless corpses.
但当我看见她背后的疤痕，我就发现原来这个小女孩真的是差一点一点就没命，差一点就跟其他的80万个人都没命了。
And then I realized that 800,000 other Rwandans,who were just as precious to God as this little girl, they could all just be murdered and drop off the face of the earth, and as a North American Christian, it wouldn't affect my day at all.
我接着就想到，原来其他的80万人都死了，都没了，但是我这一个美国人在这边，极有可能无动于衷。
And then I could sense that there was a significant difference between the way Jesus was regarding the world and the way I was regarding it.
我当时就想到，原来耶稣所看的世界跟我所看的世界是有很大很大的差距。
And so now it's a struggle for me to follow Jesus in his heart for the world rather than just asking Jesus to follow me in my little world.
所以我就开始有很大很大的挣扎，因为我说我要跟随耶稣，但原来要跟随耶稣，要真正的跟随耶稣，我真的要把我的心要扩大。
So I'm asking God to help me develop more of his heart of love for the whole world.
我当时开始就求上帝让我的心能够扩大，能够有他的同一个心思意念。
But as you go into that world and try to share something of the love of Christ with that world, what do you imagine is probably the most difficult thing for people in our world to believe about the Christian faith?
但当你们进入这一个世界，当你要尝试对这一个世界的人去讲述上帝的大爱的时候，你碰到最大的困难是什么呢？
I think the most difficult thing to believe is simply the idea that God is good because they are in so much pain today.
我相信最大的拦阻要让他们信耶稣最大的拦阻就是说上帝是一个慈爱的上帝，但同一时间他们自己却活在苦难当中。
You know, in our world today, 20,000 children will die just because their parents couldn't get them enough food today.
大家记得吗？今天有20,000个孩子将要这个丧失生命，因为他们的父母没有足够的粮食给他们吃。
And as those parents watch their children die, how are they supposed to believe that somehow this God is so good?
设想他们的父母眼看自己的孩子慢慢的死去，你怎么样让他们相信上帝是慈爱的上帝呢？
Or what about the 1.5 billion people in our world who have no access to medical care?
另外，全世界有15亿人口没有医疗照顾，你怎么样跟他们说有一位慈爱的上帝呢？
And when their children are suffering and dying from needless diseases, how are they supposed to somehow believe that this God is so good?
当他们要眼巴巴地看着孩子有病死去的时候，你怎么样对他们讲有一位慈爱的上帝在爱你呢？
In a world of so much massive suffering and need, if you think about it, what is God's plan for making it believable that he is good for those who are suffering so much in our world?
当我们看见这一个充满苦难的世界，我们怎么样能够向苦难中的人表达上帝是一位慈爱的上帝，上帝爱他们呢？
Well, the answer to that question from the Bible is quite surprising because it turns out that we are the plan.
圣经给我们的答案是出人意表的，也是很简单的，就是说我们就是上帝提供的答案。
You know what Jesus said to us, his followers,He said that you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine among men that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
你们也知道耶稣怎么讲，耶稣对他的门徒说，也就是对我们说，你们就是世上的光，你们的光也应当照在人前，让人看见你们的好行为，让荣耀归于你们在天上的父。
So for 2,000 years, Christians have been trying to make it believable that God is good by going to those who are in need, those who are in darkness, and showing them the goodness of God.
其实过去2000年来，不同的基督徒一直在努力把好行为带到受苦难的群体当中，让他们知道有一位慈爱的上帝。
If people are suffering because they don't know that God loves them and that Christ died for them, we are the ones who get to go to them and tell them the good news.
如果有人在苦难当中，如果有人没听过福音，那么我们就有责任把福音带到给他们，也有责任把帮助带到他们当中。
And if others are suffering today because they don't have enough food, then we can go and share ours with them.
有人没有东西吃，我们就有责任把吃的带到他们当中， 跟他们分享。
And if others are suffering because they don't have medicine or doctors, we can go and assist them with that, and they can experience healing.
如果他们没有医疗的这个保护，没有医疗这个设施，我们也有责任把医疗服务带到他们当中去帮助他们。
And when we go and show love to those who are in need, they see us, the body of Christ, actually show up. And it becomes believable to them that God is good.
当我们进到他们当中的时候，把帮助带到他们当中的时候，他们就有可能相信神爱他们，神是美善的一位神。
In fact, it says in 1 John that he who sees his neighbor in need and does not give unto them, how can the love of God be in him?
其实这个约翰一书就说，人如果这个看，不能看见我们当中有神的爱，他们怎么能相信呢？
The Bible goes on to say that if you cannot love the person that you do see, you cannot love the God that you cannot see.
这个圣经也告诉我们，如果我们不能爱我们眼见的弟兄，那我们怎么能说我们爱上帝呢？
So we go to those who are in need and demonstrate the goodness of God.
所以我们要到进到那些有需要的群体当中，向他们表现上帝的关心，上帝的爱。
But there's another category of people in our world who are suffering.
另外还有一大群的人活在苦难当中。
And they're not suffering because they don't have access to the gospel or food or doctors or shelter.
他们的苦难不是没有东西吃，没有医疗制度。
These are people who are suffering because of the intentional abuse and oppression of other people.
这一大群人所受的苦难是遭到别人刻意的虐待还有压迫。
These are the victims of injustice in our world.
这一群人就是受到不公义的对待。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 1 tells us what injustice and oppression looks like.
传道书四章一节告诉我们什么叫不公义。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 1, yes.
传道书四章一节，这里说，我又看见日光之下所发生一切欺压的事，受欺压的流泪，却无人安慰他们，欺压他们的手里握着权柄，因此无人安慰受欺压的。
Injustice in the Bible is a particular kind of sin.
不公义在圣经里面来说是一种罪。
It's about the abuse of power, the strong preying upon the weak.
不公义就是手握权柄的人滥用他们的权，滥用他们的权柄去剥削那些这个弱势的社群。
That description in Psalm 10 that we read together about those who were strong hunting down and crushing the weak.
刚才我们念出来的诗篇第十篇里面就是描述什么样叫不公义，一些这个有权柄的人去欺压那些弱势的社群。
But what does that kind of injustice look like in our world today?
但是放在今天究竟不公义是怎么样的？
In 1997, I left my job with the U.S. Department of Justice and helped start a Christian ministry called International Justice Mission.
1997年我离开了美国的司法部，去加入了一个国际公益使团去服事。
And we now have about 18 offices around the world of Christian lawyers and criminal investigators and social workers who take on cases of violence against the poor, and we seek to bring rescue and justice.
今天我们的机构在全世界各地有18个分部，我们有不同的律师，有这个调查员，也有社工，去调查并且帮助那些受压迫的人。
And so now I have a pretty good vision of what it is that injustice looks like in our world today.
所以今天我能跟大家分享一下，究竟今天的不公义的样貌是怎么样的。
And I'll never forget meeting a little boy in India named Kumar.
我永远不会忘记在印度我认识的一个小孩子，他叫 Kumar。
When he was 5 years old, he was orphaned, and by the age of 8, he was sold into a brick factory as a slave in India.
他五岁那年成为孤儿，八岁那年他被卖到一个这个做砖头的一个工厂里面当奴隶。
And so for the last several years, this is how he lives his life. He just works 7 days a week, 12 to 14 hours a day, making and carrying bricks in the factory.
过去好多年，他一直每天都要工作，而且每天要工作12到14个小时，就在这个烧砖头的工厂里面去做工。
He doesn't ever go to school. He doesn't ever play with friends.
他不上学，没有这个童年的这个游戏，也没有朋友。
He's held with about 70 other slaves inside the brick factory.
跟他一起的只有70个其他的奴隶。
If anyone tries to get away, they're chased down, dragged back, and beaten in front of the others.
万一有人尝试逃跑，他们会被抓回来，而且被毒打。
This is completely illegal in India, but we now know that there are about 15 million people held illegally in slavery in India alone.
这在印度呢，原本是非法的、不合法的，但是我们也知道，今天在印度类似的情况，类似被奴隶的人有1500万。
Globally, we know that there are more than 35 million people held in slavery in the world today. That's more people than in the entire population of Canada.
在全球来说，今天有3500多万人遭到这个同样的对待，成为奴隶。
And so as Kumar is suffering in slavery today with other tens of millions, the question is, how are they supposed to find it believable that somehow God loves them and that God is so good?
我们眼看 Kumar 跟其他成为奴隶的人，我们不免要提出一个问题，究竟 Kumar 跟其他同样遭遇的人，他们怎么样能够相信神爱他们呢？
Or how about Alina, who I met in the Philippines?
还有在菲律宾的那个女孩 Alina.
When she was just 11 years old, she was brutally raped. And the thing that was so terrible about it is that the man who committed that assault was actually the chief of police in her town.
她11岁的那年被人强奸，最可怕的事情就是强奸她的那个人是警察局里面的一个高级警官。
You may know that there is an epidemic of sexual violence in our world against girls and women who live in poor communities.
大家大概都知道，在全世界来说，在一些这个落后的群体里面，妇女跟少女常常遭到这个性侵犯。
We serve in poor communities where up to 40% of girls are victims of rape or attempted rape by the age of 14.
我们去过的群体当中，大概有40%的这个女性在她们14岁以前遭到这个性侵犯。
So the question is, how today is Alina and all these other women and girls somehow supposed to find it believable that God is good?
究竟这一些遭到不幸的这个女性，你怎么样跟她们说神爱她们呢？
Or what about Jyoti, a young girl I met in India?
下一位就是 Jyoti, 我在印度认识这一位少女。
At the age of 16, she was lured away from her poor rural village and sold into prostitution in the city of Mumbai.
她16岁那年，有人引诱她离开她的家，骗她到孟买这个地方，但是就在那个地方，她被卖到这个妓院里面。
Some women won her trust and drugged her and then sold her into a brothel for about $240.
当时有一批妇女把她骗出来，然后在她的茶水当中下了药，然后在她这个失去知觉的时候，就把她卖到这个妓院里面，这个价钱是$240。
Day after day, she's forced to service between 20 and 30 men a day, 7 days a week.
她每天要接待20到30个客户，而且是每天都是这样。
And UNICEF tells us there are about 4 million children held in forced prostitution in our world today.
联合国儿童基金告诉我们，今天在世界各地 有超过400万个儿童被逼成为娼妓。
So how today is Joy T and all these millions of other children supposed to find it believable that God loves them and that He is good?
Joy T 跟其他的被逼为娼妓的儿童，怎么样能够相信上帝爱他们呢？
In fact, how does God regard all of this suffering in our world?
上帝又怎么样看这一些不同的苦难呢？
Well, we can see how God regards it in that Psalm 10 that we read together.
刚才我们一起念过的诗篇第十篇就告诉我们上帝究竟怎么样去看这一些苦难。
Verses 17 and 18 make clear the heart of God.
第十七跟第十八节清楚地告诉我们上帝是怎么样看法。诗篇第十篇十七十八节，耶和华困苦人的心愿你已经听见，你必坚固他们的心，也必留心听他们的呼求，好为孤儿 和受欺压的人伸冤，使地上的人不再施行恐吓。
If we had more time, we could go to scripture after scripture where God describes how much He hates this injustice and He wants it to stop.
只要我们再翻圣经，我们不难找到更多关于上帝对这一些残暴情况的看法。
But that has just always raised another question for me.
但我们越看呢，只有越发会再问以下的一个问题。
I'm glad that God hates the injustice and wants it to stop, but what's His plan for actually doing that?
我们难免会问，对啊，上帝是反对这一些这个暴行的，他是憎恶这些暴行的，但是他有什么打算呢？他打算做什么呢？
Once again, the answer from the Bible is very surprising because it turns out that we are God's plan.
圣经告诉我们的答案很简单，原来我们就是上帝的答案。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8 says, He has told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
弥迦书六章八节，耶和华已经指示你什么是善，他向你要的无非是要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与主你的神同行。
Isaiah 1:17 says to us, Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow.
以赛亚书一章十七节，学习行善，寻求公平，解救受欺压的，替孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
For those of us who take the Bible seriously, there can be no doubt that God has given to us His work of justice in the world.
如果我们说我们信圣经的真理，我们应该知道毫无疑问，上帝已经把行公义的这个责任放到我们的手中。
But many times we hear all these stories and statistics and feel overwhelmed.And we just feel so powerless.
我们往往听见这一些很扎心的事情的时候，我们就感到很无奈，也感到这个很无助。
God has called us clearly to the work of justice, but it feels too overwhelming.
上帝呼召我们行公义，但是我们听见的时候，发觉自己很这个无奈无助。
And in those moments, I think it's very helpful to remember when the disciples.We're feeling exactly the same thing about the way Jesus asked them to do something that felt overwhelming.
其实我们有这一种感觉，当年耶稣的门徒也有同样的感觉。
You might remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000.
你记得五饼二鱼的事吗？
And do you remember how this story starts? Jesus has been teaching for a long time and everyone's starting to get hungry.
你记得当时的情况吗？耶稣教导人教导了一整天，到了这个晚上，这些人开始肚子饿了。
And so the disciples go to Jesus and they say, Hey Jesus, why don't you send everyone home so they can get themselves fed?
门徒就进到耶稣面前说，哎，主耶稣啊，让他们回家吃饭吧。
But Jesus doesn't want to miss out on the fun of this particular situation, and so he says to the disciples, No, you feed them.
但是耶稣看见这是一个好机会，所以他就告诉门徒，哎，你们给他们吃吧。
What I love about the disciples in this story is that they then are so patient to explain to Jesus what he clearly doesn't understand about the situation.
最有趣的就是当时的门徒很有耐心的慢慢的向耶稣解释说，哎，这个他们面对的这个是一个好大的难题，没有办法解决的。
They say to Jesus, oh, we would love to do that, but there's 5,000 hungry people, and it would take a half year's wages to be able to feed them all. We don't have any of that money, so back to you, Jesus.
他们就告诉耶稣说，啊，对啊，有好多人需要，有好大的需要，但是呢，我们真的是没有办法。你花半年的工钱也没有办法这个让他们吃饱，所以呢，夫子啊，还是让他们回去吧。
It was very clear what Jesus asked them to do.
耶稣让他们做得很清楚。
But they felt overwhelmed by the need.
但他们眼见这一种好大好大的需要，真的是感到无助无奈。
It's clear that God has called us to the work of justice, but we feel overwhelmed by the need.
上帝呼召我们来行公义，但是我们看见这个难题，我们真的心里面感到彷徨。
So how did Jesus respond when the disciples expressed that they were overwhelmed and didn't have enough?
当门徒告诉耶稣他们真的是没有办法的时候，耶稣的回应是怎么样的呢？
Jesus simply asked, well, what do you have?
耶稣只问了一个问题，耶稣问他们，那你们有什么？
And this is when the little boy is pushed forward who has a little lunch with him of 5 loaves and 2 fish.
就在这一刻，有一个小男孩，他挤到前面，带着他的便当，里面有5个包，有2条鱼。
And this is presented by the disciples as the corporate resources that are available to meet the massive need.
门徒就说，这是我们整个群体里面仅有的。
And this is when the apostle Andrew enters the conversation because he has a graduate degree in mathematics, I think.
大概这一刻，门徒安德烈也挤到前面说，啊，他大概呢很会算这个精算。他说真的不够啊。
And he looks at the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he says, "What are these among so many?"
啊，他大概一眼就看了这5个包、2条鱼，相比5000人。怎么可能啊？
See, this would have been my response.
我也可能是这样的反应。
Because I got a college education and I took a math course once.
因为我也念过大学，我也曾经修这个数学啊。
And 5 loaves and 2 fish will never be enough to meet the need.
你5个包、2条鱼不可能分给5000人吃啊。
But what does Jesus say?
但耶稣怎么讲呢？
He simply says, "Give it to me."
耶稣很简单的讲了一句话， what, 交给我吧。
What do you have, and will you give it to me?
耶稣问他们，你们究竟有什么？你交给我吧。
And in that moment, Jesus takes responsibility for the miracle and proceeds to feed 5,000 people to overflowing.
就在这一刻，耶稣承担了行神迹的责任，以5饼2鱼喂饱了5000多人。
And for 20 years, this is what I have seen Jesus do in the struggle for justice.
过去20年，我就是常常看见耶稣在与这个不公平的斗争当中，一次又一次的行神迹。
We have offered to Jesus what we had, and we have seen him do miracles.
我们把仅有的一点一滴献给耶稣，由他去行神迹。
You know that Kumar is no longer a slave in India.
你知道吗？刚才我们见的这个小孩 Kumar， 他现在已经不再是奴隶了。
Our local Indian IJM team was able to mobilize a rescue operation with the local authorities to get him and all 70 of those slaves out of that facility.
我们当地同工配合当地的这个警察局，已经查封了那一家砖头厂，并且释放了全部70个奴隶。
Kumar and all the other slaves were able to go through our restoration program so they could stand on their own two feet in dignity.
这70个奴隶包括 Kumar 在内已经得到重生的机会。
Kumar is free. He's been able to go to school and he actually now works with IJM to help free hundreds of others of his neighbors from slavery.
Kumar 重获自由并且有机会上学并且现在他还帮助当地我们的同工。
And Kumar has a testimony.
Kumar 他有力的这个见证。
It's no longer hard for Kumar to believe in the goodness of God.
对他来说神是美善的这一点也不难相信。
Because he's seen the goodness of God through the love and goodness of God's people.
因为他亲眼看见神的爱亲眼看见神的子民怎么样去对待他们。
And now he wants to show the goodness of God to others.
他现在也希望把神的爱彰显给其他的人。
It's the same with Alina in the Philippines. She doesn't have to just tremble in fear knowing that the most powerful man in her town can just assault her.
在菲律宾的这一个 Alina, 她现在也不用每天都担惊受怕因为她已经得到释放了。
IJM's local Filipino team was able to take on her case, see that police chief removed from power and actually sent to prison for his abuse.
我们在当地的同工配合当地的警察局已经把这一个施暴的人抓了并且把他绳之于法。
And now likewise, Alina has a testimony.
现在 Alina 也有她的见证。
She's gone to college, gotten an education, and now she helps mentor other young girls who've been through the trauma of sexual violence.
她得到释放并且上大学并且成为其他受害的女生的这个一个导师帮助他们重过新生活。
And Alina believes in the goodness of God because she saw it in the goodness of God's people.
Alina 能够相信上帝是美善的，因为她见过上帝的子民的美善的一面。
And now she shows the goodness of God to those other girls who are in need.
现在她就去帮助其他有需要的女生。
Likewise, Jyoti is no longer being serially raped inside that brothel in India.
同样，在印度的那一个 Jyoti， 他已经不需要每天去在这个妓院里面去接客了。
IJM's local team was able to rescue her out with the local authorities.
我们在当地的同工配合当地的这个执法这个机构，已经把她拯救出来。
She was able to go to a place of long-term Christian aftercare where she came to know Jesus as her personal savior.
她出来以后被送到一个基督教的一个护理院里面，在那里她就认识了耶稣。
And then she was so empowered by that experience that she came to us and said, I know where other children are held in forced prostitution. Can I lead you in another operation to rescue those children?
当她得到释放的时候，她就来跟我们说，他说我知道还有其他的女生遭到跟我一样的这个迫害，你能不能去帮助释放他们呢？
And she helped us rescue 7 more girls out. One of them was a girl named Kalindi.
他结果就带着我们去把其他的七个人也释放出来，其中一个被释放的女生叫 Kalindi.
And Kalindi said to us, well, I know where even more girls are. And she led us on a third police operation to an underground dungeon underneath one of these brothels. And on this day, 24 of these girls were brought out from that place and out of the darkness of forced prostitution.
Kalindi 就对我们的同工说，我知道另外有一个地方有同样的情况出现，于是他就把我们的同工带到一个地下的这个一个牢里面，里面原来有24个女生是在这个成为娼妓。
And on this day, we were able to go into that dark place and bring these 24 children out.
就在那一天，我们的同工就进到这一个地下室，把24个女生拯救出来。
This is the light of the gospel going into the darkest places of our world.
这是福音的光，进到世上最黑暗的地方。
And these girls now have an opportunity to know that God is good because the people of God had the love and the courage to go find them and to lead them out into a place of goodness and light.
全因为神的儿女把光带进他们黑暗的世界，神的儿女把他们拯救出来，这一些女生现在有机会认识神的美善。
So what does all of this have to do with you and with me?
那么我们看过听过的这一切跟你跟我有什么关系呢？
Perhaps it suggests a new season of rediscovering God's passion for the world and God's passion for justice in the scripture.
会不会帮助你我重新的去认识神的大爱，就是神对世人，神对公义的关心呢？
There are so many today who are finding it hard to believe that God is good because there are those who are oppressing and hurting them.
今天有无数的人活在困苦压迫当中，对他们来说真的是很难相信神是爱他们的。
Perhaps we can go to God and simply say, just simply offer what we have and say, Jesus, take what I have and do a miracle to make it believable.That you are good.
也许今天我们都应该到主耶稣的面前对他说，主耶稣，这是我们仅有的，求你使用这一些，用在你自己的工作当中，去帮助那些受苦的人。
What has God given you?
上帝究竟赐给你什么呢？
Will you give it back to Jesus?
你愿不愿意把你所领受的赐给耶稣呢？送给耶稣呢？
So that others can believe in the goodness of God.
你愿不愿意奉献给耶稣，好让有需要的人能够认识上帝的美善呢？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your kindness in allowing us to know you more deeply.
天父啊，我们感谢你。感谢你让我们能够认识你，并且更深的认识你。
We don't want to just try to make you follow us. We actually want to follow you.
天父，我们真的不愿意你来跟随我们，我们要跟随你。
Give us your heart for the world and your heart for justice.
求你把你的心赐给我们，让我们有同样的心思，同样的意念，能够渴求在世界各地见到公义。
And God, help this day not to pass without us taking this one next good step to follow you in your work in the world.
求天父今天就感动我们，以行动回应。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
I would like at this time to invite my colleague Ed Wilson, who's the Executive Director of IJM Canada,to come share about some ways that we can work together to show the love of God in the world.
以下是国际公益使团这个在加拿大的总干事 Ed Wilson, 他上来跟我们有几句话。
Gary has shared with us today an insight into the great world of need in which we live.
Gary 刚才呢跟我们讲到世界各地的种种好大的需要。
And he's also made it very clear that God invites us to join him in his mission of justice to the world.
他也很清楚地跟我们说，上帝正在邀请我们参与他的工作。
I want to share with you a very simple way that you can become partners with us in this work.
我想跟大家这个分享一下，我们怎么样可以在这一个事情上同工。
We have a program that we call Freedom Partners that allows men and women to become partners with us.By donating $31 a month to free children, women, and men from slavery.
就是每个月奉献31块钱的人都可以成为我们的所谓自由伙伴。
When you become a freedom partner with us, you will help us rescue women like Joyty from brothels.
我们邀请大家成为我们的自由伙伴，一起同工，去拯救各地受压迫、受困这个成为奴隶的人。
And rescue young boys like Kumar from forced labor slavery.
把一些好像库马的这个少年人从这个奴隶当中拯救出来。
This is something that we are able to give.
这是我们都可以做的。
To allow Jesus to do his work of rescuing the poor and the oppressed through us.
当我们这样回应，耶稣就可以从这个基础开始就继续他的工作。
So as you leave the sanctuary today, at the tables out just beyond the doors, you'll see forms like this.
等一下散会以后，你们到外廊可以看见外面有一些这个摊位在上面呢有一些表格，大家可以拿来看，然后填写。
It'll take you just 1 or 2 minutes to complete the form and indicate that you want to become a freedom partner with us.
填写这一个表格很简单，这个不需要多少时间马上你就可以成为一位自由伙伴。
And I have a very special announcement today to make today.
今天还有一个特别的事情要宣告。
Due to the generosity of some of your brothers and sisters from Western Canada, we are able to tell you that everything that you give as a result of this weekend will be matched for 1 year.
就是在加拿大西部有一些弟兄姊妹，他们有一个承诺，就是今天我们在这里奉献的，他们会相等的把相等数目的奉献都拿出来。
Up to a total amount of $50,000.
这个上限呢就是50,000块。
So I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to Pastor Sam and Pastor Steve and the entire team of pastors here and to you who have been so kind to us.
在这里我想这个谢谢陈春怡牧师还有傅在恩牧师让我们今天能够在这里跟大家分享这一个信息。
And on behalf of the children, women and men that you are helping protect from violence, we say thank you.
我们也代表我们去帮助的一切这个男女还有儿童，来谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢各位。